The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand.
See Live Off the Record with Javon Golan is brought to you by Assurance Home Care, Bahamas First General Insurance Company, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, Rods Electric Motors, Southwest Plaza, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, and Wendy's.
Welcome to Z Live. I'm Javon Golan, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. You can also call us on 325-4259. That's 325-4259. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. So let me give you the lay of the land today. I have a special guest. We're going to talk about a service that his business provides first. And then after that, I want to talk to you about Dr. Hubert Alexander Minnis's Declaration of Independence. All right. We have with us today Mr. Rashad Farquharson from Home Care Assurance. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Lang. I'm happy to be here.
No, it's good to have you. So I've actually been quite intrigued to learn more about Assurance Home Care, because I am almost certain I have a life experience that might have spoken to needing a service like yours. So I'm going to ask you some questions about you, but I want to tell me what Assurance Home Care is all about.
Yes, sir. Well, Assurance Home Care, we are a Bahamian home-based healthcare service.
Okay.
Focused on helping seniors, post-operative patients, and individuals with mobility and medical challenges. They receive professional care in the comfort of their own homes. We provide skilled nursing and compassionate caregiving support. That also allows families to avoid unnecessary hospital visits. Especially with our current hospital system where we have a lot of long waiting times. So we were formed in it to help the hospitals. So we have efficient service as an option.
Okay, so my father suffered a stroke when he was 39 years old. He lived till he was 60. But in those last 2 years before he passed away, we came to a point where we had to provide him with some home care through nurses. And then on the weekends, you and my brother and myself would rotate on taking care of him on the weekend. My mother, who died at 86 years old, in the latter months of her life, you know, needed care because she wasn't as mobile and, you know, and things needed to be done to ensure her comfort and her care. In both instances, had it not been for a network of people you could call to say, listen, you know of anybody, et cetera, we would not have been able to provide the service which we provided to them, but in ways we were fortunate. I mean, in my mother's case, I called a high school friend who graduated with me, and she's a doctor, and she was able to turn me on to an excellent business we could call and say, you know what, here's what we're looking at. What can you do for us? And yes, that's what you are. That's what you are offering.
Yeah, so actually, but you saying that, that brings me into the silver economy in the Bahamas, because you may have experienced that then, but that is actually scheduled to double and even triple over the next 2 decades.
Mm.
Because in the Caribbean especially, individuals are aging rapidly.
Mm.
And in the Bahamas, I think it's about 1 in every 8 individuals are already over 60.
Mm-hmm.
So within the next 10 to 15 years, we will see an increase of individuals needing this sort of care. But we were formed basically the same manner in which you needed for your parents.
Mm.
Because, like you said, you had to get a friend of a friend to be able to get mm-hmm. that kind of care. But that wasn't an actual structure
mm-hmm.
that I saw that can really provide it, that company structure to provide that sort of care for individuals.
Right. Because, you know, if I need electrical, plumbing, and other kinds of services, you call up some company, you go and you Google search, or you go in the directory and you get companies, businesses. In this case, in many cases, people end up really just trying to find somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who can do that. And in many instances, people don't. And the challenge of dealing with an immobile person with particular needs, in some instances, I'm told, drop their people off to the Princess Margaret Hospital and leave them there, or have to put them into a home or somewhere where they would prefer that the person be at home, right?
Yes. And that happens a lot, because when these individuals are immobile, they can't do nothing for themselves. So they are, say, their children per se, they have to stop what they're doing. That's going to work, dropping their kids to school, doing all their daily activities to be able to take on the responsibility of taking care of their loved ones. Mm-hmm. A lot of them, they can't take that on because they already have a lot going on. I mean, with that added, that's just extra stress. So,
your business organizes these professionals who will attend to people in their homes?
Yeah, so we have a team of registered nurses and caregivers based upon the needs of our clients.
Wow.
So we, for example, if we have a client that has dementia, we have experienced caregivers that come into the home. Mm-hmm. But first of all, we get the information of what the client needs. Sometimes mm-hmm. they may need meal preps, like housekeeping. We provide all of that services. But
if
we have a client with dementia, we come in, they cater to them. We have compassionate care services where sometimes you just need someone to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
And also we have it where a registered nurse would come in and also give them a checkup at least once a week.
Mm. Okay. Wow. That's something. And you're listing some of the things that are so prevalent now. We've got people battling dementia. We've got people battling Alzheimer's. We've got people who are in the throes of some diabetic paralysis, or, you know, victims who have now been almost totally immobile, or maybe really mobile but not functional to the extent of taking care of themselves. You have elderly people who just aging has said to their bodies, listen, you can't do what you used to do anymore. You can't care for yourself anymore. And as you said, now children and family members have to rally around the situation. And sometimes that's just difficult, if not impossible.
That's true. But you saying that, that's where I want to go on to the palliative care. I think that's more like the long-term care aspect of things.
Right.
But that, we don't really have an established sector when it comes to the long-term care. Like, that's like the end-of-life care. We don't have that's something I'm actually working on.
Right.
So we can have individuals that are in their end-of-life experience. They have they experience it in the most comfortable way possible. So that's something I'm actually working on.
Okay.
So that can happen.
But you know, when I, many people, when they have surgery, they go home, you know, to recover.
And, yes, sir.
They don't really, even members who don't know how to deal with you post-surgery, right?
Yes.
And so now they're kind of fumbling at it and trying to reach the doctor. So you're saying you provide care for that kind of patient too?
Yes, sir. It's for individuals post-surgery, especially those who we want to help, because when you are out of the hospital now, you don't want to just go back to the hospital for every single thing. Mm. We can have someone come in and do the basic dressing, mm-hmm. Clean wounds, and really fully operate around those sorts of stuff.
I've been there, done that, bro. And I, you know, you lay down in that bed, and you go like, there's blood in this thing. What does that mean? And then you talk to a nurse, and she says, no, that's normal post this particular surgery. You know, that they may check your temperature and all that kind of stuff. And it gives you a comfort, because yes. Now, you know, you're not panicking home thinking, man, is I going to die in here or something? Because you got professionals.
Yeah,
let me tell you something, guys. You know this and I know this. Nurses are special, bro.
They are.
Oh, man. They special.
They are special, people, because, and that's why I believe we should take care of them. Because it's the nurses that we can't avoid them.
Mm-mm.
At some point in our life, we're going to have to sit in front of a doctor. We're going to have to sit in front of a nurse. So that's why in every contact I have with a nurse, I give them my full respect. Every time.
Listen, they're never the knowledge. They're the nuances that you may be going through with certain things. Even like a doctor does what a doctor does, and thank God for them. But these nurses will look right at you. I was in the hospital one time. This older nurse walked inside. She said, "You in pain, Mr. Lang?" I said, "Yeah, I'm in a lot of pain." She said, "Well, okay, let me see what I could do." Dude. And boy, she did a do, and thank the Lord.
Oh, yeah. It's good. So, it's good to have that.
So, Rashad, how did you get in this business?
Honestly, I saw a gap where this was needed.
Because
I've seen a lot of, my first experience was with at an ATM machine where I saw an elderly individual actually, they had problems withdrawing cash.
Mm-hmm.
And they just stood there, but there was no one that helped them. And then no one actually picked up on what was going on. So I picked up and I went there and helped them.
Mm.
And that's where it sparked my interest. And I just looked into it and here we are now.
Okay. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I am 23 years of age.
Man, you are impressive. Oh my God. 23 years old and you. so you were not initially in the healthcare field. This is just a gap you saw that you decided needed to be filled.
Yes, sir.
Wow, that is something. So is the business online now? Is it, up and running with patients?
Yes, sir. We're active right now.
Wow. How long now?
2 years.
Okay. And so how's like the pricing structure? How people, like once you book the service, like what's the pricing structure? I'm not asking for what the price is, because that's something you got to deal with your customers. But how do you structure it?
Our prices are structured based on the kind of care needed. We have plans that are tailored. That's why we have a whole brief of what the client needs. Once we get that, we formulate a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have one-time services. So we also have a base rate, a weekly rate. If they have need the compassionate care to come in, maybe fix them a meal, maybe just... Mm-hmm. Help them around the house, straighten up some things.
Wow.
We have a flat rate for that as well.
Wow. And you know what's so fantastic about this? Lots of families struggle if one person has to pay for these kinds of things. But now if something is provided, you can have family members get together, maybe cost each person a couple of dollars a month, putting it together to get this service done for the person they love and care about so much. Man, let me tell you something. To be able to provide this for people who you want to exist in dignity, man. Exist in dignity and care. It sounds wonderful.
Yes, that is actually a common way. Most of our clients pay for it because we are not affiliated with any insurance agency as yet. So we have families that come together as one and they pull their resources together and they're able to afford the services.
Wow. And you can do this because... Sometimes it's a mother, it's a father, but sometimes it's a sibling. Sometimes your sibling ends up in accident or in need care. you got to work, you do construction, this one do a maid service and so, but you want to help them, and then you get the opportunity to say, let's chip in and do that. You know, I know of people, some men as an example, who, you know, they might be dealing with some medical health issue, and they need to be attended to, and maybe their family isn't there to able to do altogether that. But if this kind of service is available, then they can come to yourselves, get a pricing, and then maybe have a number of people chip in to do that, eh?
That's true. Because I've had a male client. This is when I first started. Because when I first started, it was just me. So I did the work. So I might have the experience as well. But he was, I think, about 6'2 and over 200 pounds. And his daughter was pretty small. So she obviously couldn't help him as she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I came in, I stepped in, and I was able to help them because, of course, I'm a male, so I have the physical strength to be able to do that,
right,
as well as the expertise.
Right.
That's as well we have the option of male or female nurses. So for that same situation, so the physical strength aspect.
Wow. You know, one time I was at the hospital, and a gentleman had gone there for some heart issue, right? And he could hardly keep himself upright, but he decided he was leaving. Right?
Wow.
And he was sitting down outside on the stairs at the hospital, right? And I was like, sir, you need to go back inside. He said, no, I'm not doing it. I want to go home. I need to go home. I said, well, how are you getting home, though? He trying to see if someone can give him a ride.
Wow.
Now, I was reluctant, but he decided. I said, I think it's better for him to be, you know, not outside, sitting down.
Yeah.
The people in the around couldn't make him stay. So I gave him a lift home, right? Listen to me, mm-hmm. sir. Listen to me. This man was walking, and then he stopped on the steps. He said, you could just leave me here. I said, there's not a possible chance I'm going to do that. Leave you sitting outside your apartment? I'm not doing that. So I had to literally be back and forth with him until eventually I got him inside his home on his sofa and what have you. But again, here's someone who could have benefited from that kind of the kind of care you provide.
As a
wow. Folks want to know what your contact information is and where you located.
We are mobile, so right now we come into the home, we assess, and once we assess the situation, that's how we're able to quote and formulate the plan. Our contact is 810-8995.
Say it again, please.
810-8995.
Okay. So you're telling you this is the second person I, Shivago, can you get the young man's contact for me, please? I have to go into a meeting and may miss it. We need a service for my mom. Oh, wow. See, that's what I'm talking about, man.
Yes, sir.
It's, honestly, now, see, now, you know. Anyway, I can talk to you after the show. I can talk to you after the show.
All right.
So, is the care that's provided, if necessary, say, like, 24-hour care, or, you know, that in that kind of situation? Because sometimes people are okay in the day, but they need care in the night. Or sometimes they're okay in the night, but they need care in the day. And then sometimes people need, like, a 24-hour service.
Yes, sir. We are actually not that strict on the hours, so we are very flexible. Sometimes care is only needed for about 2 to 3 hours out the day. Sometimes it's only needed in the evening. And sometimes, on rare occasions, it's needed 24-7 as a live-in situation. But all those, we have actually been able to provide before.
Okay. All right. Anything else we should know about the service? I'm just honestly, I'm glad you. I'm excited. I'm excited for people, man. Anything else we should know?
Well, our Facebook page is Assurance Home Care. Mm. Like we said before, our phone number is 810-8995. We'll be happy to help you, give you a free consultation. Care.
Man, listen, be around the place, people be around the place talking about these young people, this and these young people, that and so forth. Y'all see this fellow? Y'all see this young man? Y'all hear what this young man did? Oh, we need the government to do this and we need the government to do that for us. This young man saw a need, saw a gap, and is filling the need and filling the gap. I congratulate you, man. I am proud
of you. Thank
you. I'm proud of you, brother.
And thank you,
if there's anything we could do to help you continue to get your word out, get your message out, etc., I'm going to keep the number because I may know of people who need, and I wish you every success, my friend.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Thank you for having me.
No, man. No, anytime. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Rashad Farquharson of Home Care. Let me get it right now. Say it again for me.
Assurance Home Care.
Assurance Home Care. Remember it, guy. Assurance Home Care. AHC. We appreciate you, man. We appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Sir. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk some talk. We'll be back after this break. If you feel like you've been down the same road.
Chicken tenders, and they're everything you season just right. These tenders bring the flavor from the very first bite. Dip them, dunk them,
love them
with sauces like sweet chili,
scorching hot
ranch,
honey barbecue,
honey mustard,
and Wendy's signature sauce.
Grab them as a kid's meal,
enjoy them on their own,
or make it a combo
that hits the spot
every time.
For tenders you're gonna know by name,
it's gotta be Wendy's.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Looking for insurance that fits your lifestyle and your budget? At Star General Insurance, we've got you covered. Whether it's motor insurance with flexible options for third-party liability and comprehensive coverage, or commercial insurance products that protect your business, we have choices you can afford. Own a home or renting? Our home insurance products have just what you need. And for the adventurers out there, we offer marine insurance too. Visit our website or social media pages for contact information and quotes. Star General, insurance made simple.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. I'm just so excited for Rashad and his service and what have you, man. Really, really excited. Again, that number for those of you who may be looking for it is 810-8995. That's 810-8995. 810-899. Okay. So listen. Dr. Hubert Minnis, the former leader of the Free National Movement, not the chairman, not a secretary general, he was the leader of the Free National Movement. By virtue of the Free National Movement Party, he was able to accomplish something few have and ever will accomplish in this country. He became Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. This was just the other day. This wasn't 10 years ago. This wasn't 15 years ago. This was less than 5 years ago. He served as leader of the Free National Movement. Hubert Alexander Ingram, when he was leader of the Free National Movement and the Prime Minister of the Bahamas, gave Dr. Minnis an extraordinary opportunity as a entrant into frontline politics. Extraordinary opportunity. He put him down there in Kalani. Anyone who knows the history of voting in the Kalani constituency, which had before that was what? Was it Delaporte or some? It was, you know, because Sir Orville represented it at one point. It's Kendall. And so it was a FNM stronghold. So when you get put there, bro, you gone and you got placed in a safe seat. And that's what happened for Hubert, Dr. Hubert Minnis. An extraordinary opportunity. He was able to go down there and have around him some professionals with extraordinary computer skills. Extraordinary. When I tell you, I know some of them. I know some of them whose skillfulness in the computing business was utilized by big companies in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And so they made him look exceptionally good as a member of parliament. Exceptionally good. He came across as a great progressive representative, and that's largely because of those people who were around him. In the House of Assembly, as a member of parliament, he was subpar. He was not electric. He was not dynamic. He was not forceful. He was not the most active in the House of Assembly, where his job is and mine was. He was not. As a cabinet minister, he did not stand out. Didn't stand out, no. Didn't. But as a member of parliament, looked good. The FNM went on to lose the 2012 election. 2012? Yeah. 2012 election. Dr. Minnis was one of the few who remained, who retained his seat. One of the few. It was maybe about six of them, seven of them, or something like that. And the decision was made that he would be the leader of the opposition and eventually became and was elected by the council to be the leader of the party. You will recall in the early days of his opposition leadership, his leadership of the FNM, he would have had to lead the party into the by-election in the North Abaco constituency upon the resignation of Hubert Alexander Ingram, the right. And you will recall how on losing that election, losing it, He didn't take responsibility. He didn't say, you know, we lost this one, and you know, that's on me. No, he said the Ingram era was over. That's the most prominent thing that came out of that by-election. This man Hubert Alexander Ingram, who gave him an extraordinary opportunity, who recommended and led the charge for him to become leader and succeed himself when the election was lost in 2012. His era is over. I mean, how gracious do you have to be to just kick a man to the curb just like that? Just like that? Just like that? Really? And this, mind you, this is friend, you know, too. Anyway, he would go on to lead the opposition and lead the FNM. And so unimpressive, apparently, was his leadership. So divisive was his leadership that his parliamentary colleagues, led by Loretta Butler Turner, his parliamentary colleagues decided that they did not want him to be their leader of the opposition in the House of Assembly, sent a letter to the government, the Governor General, and asked him to remove him. He no longer enjoyed the support of them. And he was removed as leader. Still was leader of the FNM, mind you, but not leader of the opposition. For a time, that was Loretta Butler Turner. They would eventually have a convention at which Loretta was to contest against him. And that did not happen. I don't believe it happened. But he retained his leadership of the party. And he would then go on to lead the FNM in the next general election, and he won. You ask any political analyst, they will tell you he didn't win because of himself. He was not that vocal a leader of the opposition. He was not that dynamic a leader of the opposition. He himself said he's a doer, not a talker, even though to get to where you want to go, before you get there, you got to talk. But he said he's a doer, not a talker. That's what he said. I heard him with my own ears. So he then benefited from the immense disgust that the population, the voting population, had for the Christie administration and Mr. Christie at the time. And from a late endorsement at a massive rally by Hubert Alexander Ingram, the same man whose era was over. Remember that? His era was over, but he was on that stage, and many people thought, oh my God, that might have sealed the deal for them. Because when Mr. Ingram was finished speaking, people left. He didn't stay around for listen to the leader. Anyways, he became prime minister. Became prime minister. By the way, you should remember this too. I'm going to tell the whole story today, as much as I could remember. By the way, leading up to the 2017 general election, Michael Pintard, who was chairman of the FNM for much of the time that Dr. Minnis was leader of the FNM, and I would dare you to find one occasion, public occasion or otherwise, a public occasion where Michael Pintard demonstrated anything but loyalty to his charge as chairman and in pursuit of the promotion of the Free National Movement under Dr. Hubert Minnis. But leading up to the election of 2017, Michael Pintard was one of the last seats that Dr. Minnis decided to ratify the candidate. I remember endorsing Michael Pintard from Marco City, which I represented before. I endorsed him early. And I watched the weeks go by, and I knew what was happening in the background, too. Because then, it was Dr. Minnis calling the shots about who would run and who wouldn't run for the most part. In that regard, and in every regard after that, he was a maximum leader in the selection process. Maximum leader. Right? Anyways, goes on to win. He appoints his cabinet, includes Michael Pintard in the cabinet as agriculture minister. And then the story started, you know, story started about him, you know. Stories about his pettiness, stories about his, you know, his insecurity, stories about how vindictive he seemed to be toward people he didn't think agreed with him. And I, Zhivago Seanline, know of that personally. Okay, personally. So while people could tell the story, I could tell my own, right? But he was leading. Then Dorian hit. Okay, massive challenge, no doubt. Got by that. Then the pandemic hit. Massive challenge. In the early days, largely because I think the party, the government was listening to the professionals and smooth sailings, good reviews of a performance. But then in the later periods, when now you're making using political discretion to determine what was what, and you become the competent authority, and as a competent authority, you flexing your muscle and this, that, and the next thing, and now you got to go eat your stew fish, and things started to unravel. Dr. Dwayne Sands ends up resigning, and this ain't getting disclosed, or the Oban thing kicking up, and all of a sudden now all kind of things are going astray and awry. Right? Well, after all of that, 2021, he decides to call an early election, cash in a whole year. You want to be Prime Minister of the Bahamas. You have a whole year left. You cash it in. You, nobody else, cash it in. Lost the election. The Prime Minister now, Philip Braved Davis and his team. Well, you lost the election and resigned as leader. That's in keeping with the common approaches to this business and our system. You lose, you resign. He did. That onslaught that they got was then, I believe, at the recommend, became the leader of the Free National Movement. Eventually, leader of the opposition, eventually go to a convention, was contested at the convention by someone who was backed, as I understand it, by Dr. Minnis, who lost, and Michael Pintard successfully got the convention, the highest authority in a political party, to be leader of the party. And he became leader of the party and leader of the opposition. And ever since that time, Dr. Minnis's conduct said everything other than, I support this man as leader and this party. Everything. Showed up to few, if not any, meetings of council, caucuses of the group, none, which we all got to see, said everything other than, I support this man and this party. Everything seemed to suggest I'm about me, Dr. Hubert Alexander Minnis, and I am about me. So everything about his behavior suggested that he was not prepared to remain a part of the party. Everything. I understand, you know, people urged him, tried to tell him, listen, man, you need to stop this, etc. Experienced people, People long-standing F&Ms tried to tell him. But he no. He had it in for Mr. Pintard. Had it in for him. Ain't like him. Ain't dealing with him. Rather see the party go down on him than for Mr. Pintard and the party to succeed in that way. Tried to come back to win the F&M's leadership. And the convention said, not marginally. The convention said emphatically, no. This, mind you, this is the former leader of the party and the former Prime Minister of the Bahamas, you know. They said no. But he is ticked off with Michael Pintard. But the party told him, you know, one or two, three people. The party told him, no, we don't want you anymore. And he continued to act up. He continued to kick up. He continued to fuss up. Every little opportunity, he was like a independent man from the break. F&M? Michael Pintard, who that? You could watch him sitting on the side of Michael Pintard as Michael Pintard spoke, and everything about his posture. See, when you are in communication, when you are a person who understands communication, you know that 70% of what people say is communicated by their facial expression, by their body posture. And you look at him, you can go check them, you can go check it out yourself if you could go look and see these presentations in House Assembly. Look at him. Everything about his posture says, I don't support this man. And I'm just tolerating being here. And then now, you are in a critical situation where you are trying to win an election. You want to win an election where unity matters, where support matters. And a person who spent 5 years, the leader, former leader of the party, former prime minister, who took every occasion he could find to undermine what you were trying to do, expects that you should be a member of the team. And you are leader of the party, and you could be that stupid. You can be that foolish to think, yeah, this, we don't mind all of that stuff happened before. This would be good. No. The party said, no. No, we can't run you. We won't run you. We wish you well. And it wasn't like Michael Pintard simply said, no, you know, we won't run you. Michael Pintard also did any number of things to say to him, there's a role for you to play as a former leader and prime minister, that thing, blah, 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 but just not this. Now, it is standard, that you run against your party. You have declared war on your party. Now, it's one thing for, like, I'm a former cabinet minister in a National Movement administration, right? If you see me run against the party, I mean, that wouldn't even look good, right? It wouldn't look good. I mean, I could do that because sometimes on principle. See, it's one thing when you do things on principle that people could understand, you know, that a party has become and so forth, a dysfunctional to the point of being a real problem, and you decide you can't do that. See, Hubert Alexander Ingram used to be a minister in the PLP, used to be the chairman of the PLP, but he and Perry Christie took a principled stand on what was happening in the PLP, and they kicked him out. They kicked Mr. Ingram out, you know, for the stance he took. That's different. Ain't nobody kicked Dr. Minnis out of the F&M. Dr. Minnis is kicking himself with the F&M now by deciding he would run independent. He has declared war. This is a former leader of the F&M who, by virtue, said to the F&M, the hell with y'all. I'd rather win and you're going to lose than for y'all to win, because I don't believe in y'all no more. I don't believe y'all better than the PLP. You can't believe they're better than the PLP if you're trying to do things that could cause the F&M to lose the party, to lose the government. So I don't, the hell with y'all. That's what he's saying. I'm more important than you are. My particular interest is more important than the interest of the for Free National Movement. Forget Michael Pintard. He sits in an office. You are running against the party. You're running against the party you led. You are running against the party you, several times you sought to be leader of that party again. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, Mr. Lang.
Hey, you need to turn your radio down, please, because you...
Yes, sir.
Yes, what's happening?
Mr. Lang, you could have said it better, right? I said about 3 years ago, about 2.5 years ago, that they should have dealt with Dr. Menes. You know, because you watch your press conferences, he was there, but he was in the House of Assembly. Like you said, his body language, you know, especially because of a press conference, he's not available. You understand me? If you everything starts with leadership, you know, if you want to be a leader, you have to be present, right? Now, I don't know if you remember a guy named Muhammad Ali, Larry Holmes, right? Remember those two guys, those two fighters?
Yeah, man, please. Yes.
They fought, I think they fought in 1979 or 1980, right? Angelo Dundee, who was the promoter for Mr. Ali, he said, stop the fight, right? Because he had realized that Muhammad Ali, his days were over, right? Now, Dr. Menes, you said he was prime minister before, and I think it's very embarrassing to his legacy that on the Tribune, this morning with Tribune, senior people are telling him in the press, your time has come. You know, it should have come to this man. He was beaten soundly twice in the convention, FM convention, right? So he should have battled gracefully. Miss Christie at one time was leader of the PLP. He came back, but they supported the PLP. Ingham did the same thing. You understand what I'm saying? Mm. So why is he so different? And why does he feel that the million people want him? The people rejected him soundly in 2021. His time is over. You know, I don't know who's going to win the election. But Dr. Menes, like you rightly said, he is a former, he's an FNM.
No, he's not an FNM today. He's not an FNM today. No.
But when he was there, he should support the party. I mean, yeah. and he was disrespectful to Mr. Pintard outwardly. It wasn't even in the inner circle. And Mr. Pintard, in my view, I think might have been too nice inviting him
political parties don't want to lose people, don't want to expel people. That's a hard thing. You don't want to do that. So in this case, you know, you let a man run long enough, he could do it to himself. He decided.
Yes, yes.
He has fired himself from the party.
Right.
He's expelled himself from the party.
Right.
There's a former leader of the Free National Movement and a prime minister through the Free National Movement who has decided, I'm running against that party.
And before you go, sir, right, one thing, right, even during the pandemic, right, we had a Hurricane Dorian, which was a Category 5 storm. I'm not sure Bahamas ever had a Category 5 storm moving at 1 mile an hour, right? Mm. You have Mr. Christie and Mr. Inglardy were telling him, hey, we need any help, A, B, C, D, F, G, you know what I mean? And he was defiant. You know, in my line of work, I met a person who was actually dealing with some cabinet ministers, and he was telling me how defiant so the prime minister was at the time, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Not wanting assistance, you know what I mean? Hurricane Dorian was a hurricane. First time I think we've seen that, right?
You gotta wrap it up for me because I gotta go to the news break. Sorry.
Yeah. What I'm saying, logistically, that was a big issue, right? And if someone wants to help you, why not accept the help?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, absolutely.
But great show, sir. Great show, man. Great show. Thank you,
my friend. I appreciate you calling. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break for news. And after the news break, we continue our discussion. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. Whatever weather, cold or warm, send me know that you're not alone. I like you, but can't down the same road.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Screening for colorectal cancer should begin at the age of 45. Reduce your risk for colon cancer and schedule your colonoscopy today at reduced prices for the months of March and April at the office of Dr. Harold Mullings, located next to Princess Margaret Hospital. Call us today at 328-5550 or WhatsApp 816-1417.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ash Eye Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, Air the IC, Games and More, John Bullfine, Threads Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to call us, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. You know what is most egregious about what the former leader of the Free National Movement is doing? Elections are unpredictable. I know you, young man, young woman, older man, older woman, in between. I know sometimes you think your vote doesn't matter. I know you think that, but that's not true. You can decide not just a constituency result. You can decide an election. A party can win the government by one vote in one constituency. That's reality. That's why you fight for every vote. You want every vote. You want to get as many votes as you can because you know that the numbers could fall in such a way that just that one person that didn't show up was the reason why you lost. Ask Elizabeth when Dr. Dwayne Sands won. I'm lost. It is possible. When I won the Marco City constituency by 60-something votes, then went to election court and then won it in the end by 49 votes. Could you imagine if I was careless about the 49 people who I need, whose votes, all the people whose votes I needed? You know, every vote counts. I transferred my registration. I voted in Fort Charlotte last time. I'm voting in Marco City this time. I'm done. I got my stuff. I'm good. I'm verified. So when they call for the biometric card, I'll be able to get my biometric card. I did it all. And I told my son and my daughter, both of whom schooling up there, one just finished school in Canada, and on there, it's the postgraduate permit program. You need to get yourself straight. Every vote counts. In fact, I'm going to go up there and make sure they are straight. I want them to participate in the process of their country and elect government. I want them to understand that. I don't want them to sit around talking about, oh, it don't matter. Don't matter who this and who that. That's nonsense talk. It mattered in 1992. It mattered in 1965, in 67, that people went to the polls and voted and changed the government. It mattered, and look at what happened. Remember what happened? You had a tie, and you had to have Randall Fox and Brennan, who was break the tie. Mattered. It mattered in 1992 that young people went out to vote. And all the people went out to vote. And in between, people went out to vote. It mattered. Every election. It is an absolute cop-out. I mean, seriously, it's a cop-out. It's a giving up. It's a giving up on yourself to suggest that it ain't gonna matter. Yeah, some things can stay not fixed and so, but it does matter. Things do and can change. Things change when the PLP took over from the Eastern Rotors. Change when the FNM took over from the PLP. Things change. They do change. And so that's why. So what is so egregious is, you have a former leader of the party running against the Free National Movement in a seat that is almost virtually guaranteed to be its seat. That could be lost to the Progressive Liberal Party. He ain't gonna win the seat. I don't think that's gonna happen. I mean, just based on the dynamics of the seat and the history of the seat, I don't think he'll win it. But it is possible, conceivable, that he could cause the party not to win it, and then the Progressive Liberal Party could win it. Right? The best Progressive Liberal Party won that seat before. Right? Who would want to do that for a cause that you believe in? Who would want to do that for a party that gave you the opportunity to be the head of government in the Bahamas? Incredible. It's incredible. I tell you one thing. You ain't gonna see no PLP former leader do it to the PLP. I couldn't even conceive of it. Wouldn't see that. Says, whatever your character, it is most revealed when things don't go your way. Whatever the flaws of Perry Christie and Hubert Ingraham, I have never been ashamed of their conduct with their political fortunes earned. They have never behaved like men who did not love their country when they faced painful rejection. Hubert Minister's behavior is sad and shows he was never worthy of the office he held nor the trust the people put in him. He loves himself, not the nation. Okie dokie. Wow. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Everything you said about Mr. Minnis' behavior towards the FNM party and Mr. Pintard is facts. Mr. Minnis can no longer be an FNM if he's running as an independent candidate. What he has said in the media is contradicting himself. The FNM party has no foolish people in it. Thank you, says that text, though. No, you can't be no FNM running against the FNM. So don't. People have to be foolish to think that that is so. So Stewfish, snap elections. Say very true. Nonverbal, negative communication, selfish to the hilt. Says untrustworthy. Pintard tolerated him for a very long time. Says if you run against the party, I'm done, says that texter. Says, well, mother sick, this is so embarrassing. Who in the world is advising Minister, says that text. Says, thanks a million for setting the record straight as a former insider. I ain't say what I want to say. But I ain't say it either. It says, great show as usual, Mr. Lang. Question, do you think Dr. Minnis wants to win his seat, or you think he's running to make sure the FNM just don't win by taking votes? I think he's doing both. I think it's both. I think that clearly, anyway. This text says, what is so disappointing in what Dr. Minnis is doing is that the FNM party sticks with Dr. Minnis when he is overthrown. He should at least think about the FNMs that stood with him in his darkest moments to let him stay as leader of the FNM party and rally behind him where he became prime minister. This shows that Dr. Minnis is very heartless and only thinks about himself. What does it prove to run as an independent candidate? And if you win then, what is your accomplishment? Just to try to show the party up and to be an MP? Dr. Minnis was PM, and he now is fighting to be MP. He should be ashamed of himself to put himself in this position to even come from the PM and leader of the FNM party now fighting to just be an independent candidate if he wins. It's sad on him to see that he would rather see the FNM lose that seat before the FNM party that gave him his greatest opportunity in his life in this country as a PM. He is so selfish, says that texter. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Let's flag it off. And how are you?
I'm right here, man. What's going on?
Doing some excellent text you read off on. You know, Dr. Menace, as prime minister, leader of the opposition, he expects everybody to support him. He expects everybody to be behind him for him. Why can't he give the same thing to Mr. Pintard as leader of the opposition and leader of the FNM? You know, just speaking hypothetically, what if Dr. Menace was to become leader of the opposition, leader of the FNM again? How do we expect people now to support him and to respect him when he's not giving that same thing to Mr. Pintard?
Well, bro, one thing is that scenario is not likely to be seen.
Yeah, that's why I said.
I understand what you're saying. For sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I appreciate you calling.
And also, too, I saw the PRP celebrating that this lady left the FNM. I can't remember her name. Sorry.
Karen Shepherd.
You know, politics is like a revolving door. Mm. PRP goes, FNM goes. That's not a victory. That's not a celebration. That's nothing to hold a press conference for. You want to hold a press conference hold something for something that you accomplished that helped the Bahamian people. The hospitals, the Alukaya, the airport. There's many things that we need help with
If they want to celebrate that Karen is joining them, you know, that's on them. That's no problem.
Yeah, I just think
they did have a whole former chairman of the PLP become leader of the FNM, you know.
And later prime minister.
Yeah, so I mean, it's okay. That's one of the things they want to celebrate. That's not a problem. Because what it does is, what parties try to do with that is say, look, see, these people are losing support, and we are gaining their support. So I understand that.
Well, Mr. Lang, you from Grand Mama, you live in Grand Mama, you feel, and you could see the shift in Grand Mama. And Freeport, Grand Mama in particular, is tired with the PLP. We done. I don't even think the FNM need to campaign in Grand Mama. Just sit back and
No party would ever need to take that advice, bro. Trust me when I tell you. Don't do that. Listen to me. When I was running, I used to ask my wife, my children, everybody to vote for me.
Yeah. But anyway, as usual, I think I can continue to listen.
Thank you. Appreciate you calling. This text says, Mr. Lang, is it possible for COI to win the Kalani seat? Because I don't ever hear you talk about them. That's because you only listening for what you're listening for. Do I think the COI could win that seat? No, I don't think so. If the FNM doesn't win it, I think the PLP will win the seat. And I do talk about the COI, but the COI, listen, I give the COI more attention in when I talk about these political parties than some people believe is deserved. All right? The COI is a small fledgling party. Okay, let's be clear on that. Okay, so you talk about these major parties. Now, one day it may be a major party, but, you know, I don't want people, there's no equivocating the COI, the FNM and the PLP at this time in their history. There's no equivocating that. You can only do that on mentions. So I mention always, I mentioned the DNA, the COI, the FNM and the PLP, and then I say, and any other. I always do that. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you. All right. No. Okay. We got a ton of texts here. You think you're all excited about this topic today? All right, let's see. Let me get to some of your text. I want to read something that I saw posted on Facebook that I thought was really a thoughtful something that someone wrote who supported Dr. Menace. I'm going to read it for you. It says, now that it's out from the horse's mouth, I voted for Dr. Minnis in every election since I was first eligible to cast my vote in 2007. Over the years, I didn't just support from the sidelines. I campaigned, showed up, and served on the Palani Executive Board. My support was always rooted in party loyalty, shared values, and a commitment to seeing Palani thrive. Declaring his intention to run as an independent, it should come as no surprise that I remain an FNM to the core. And it should be no surprise that my vote will be for the Free National Movement candidate, the current opposition senator, Michaela Barnett Ellis, because I believe in her, the party, its principles, and the team approach required to move this country forward. Listen to this now. This is maturity. Listen to this. I thank Dr. Minnis for his service and for what he has contributed to Kalani over the years. That said, constituencies evolve, communities grow, and leadership must reflect changing dynamics. Kalani is ready for a fresh perspective, a perspective that complements where we are today and where we need to go tomorrow. Progress requires both gratitude for the past and courage for the future. My God! Oh! I would have called a name, but dang. Man, can you say it more eloquently than that? Excellent note. This says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang, and my good friend. Sorry. That's from the other day. Well, you know, it's some plenty text out of day. Says, hello, Shivago. I'm interested in the contact for this young man's service. Okay, we gave you that already. Says, hi, Shivago. Timely subject and guest. Home care is a benefit provided in most comprehensive major medical insurance plans. He needs to get on board as an approved provider with large providers like Kalina, Bahamas Health, GG, Atlantic, BAF. Well, or he can, if he's properly licensed, he can do it on his own and compete with them too, right? It says, I'm so blessed, so thankful to be able to. I've known of these insurance companies for all my life. And they never know but none of them things. I tell you the truth. I did not. I said they don't do it. I did not. This deck says, I'm so blessed, so thankful to be able to ask you the question. Cannot wait for your answer. If you are to advise the government, Prime Minister Davis, on what Herschel Walker said to please reconsider the deal, would you suggest he do it? Now, I can tell you, I have some people who I trust, love, and believe are very wise who believe otherwise. But I do not believe, I can tell you the truth, I do not believe that once you have contracted with people, okay, so if the government of Bahamas has contracted with the Chinese on this, I do not believe that they should renege on that contract. I do not believe so. Had this been before and they haven't signed the contract, I would tell them, listen, man, you might want to reconsider that, right? And go that other route and see what these people have to offer you and so forth and so forth. But if you sign the contract, I don't believe that any sensible, trustworthy party should renege on a contract. See, let me tell you something, right? Today, America, what it is, reflecting largely the leadership exists today. Tomorrow could be a different story. China, a different story. And this is my view of reneging on the contract that you have signed with somebody. If this had been America, and the Bahamas had signed a contract with America, what American would think it was acceptable to renege on that contract? See, principles are principles. And yes, I know situations can happen. And I know people could punish you. I know that is true. But principles are principles. Right? They are principles. Right? In our country, the Constitution of the Bahamas protects private contract rights. You take people to court for breaking contracts, man. I don't believe in that. I'm sorry. And people could differ with me on that, but I don't believe in it. I don't think it's right if you've already signed the contract. Maybe you shouldn't have signed it, but you signed it anyhow. This says, should the government suck up and break the deal with China? We believe Bahamas and United States is one. When we try to get the help loan from America, I guess they were busy. They said they were ready now to assist us. Should we reconsider? Well, here's what could happen. So here's what could happen. America could offer the Bahamas a new loan that's better than the present loan. The Bahamas could then take the money from America, pay off the loan to the Chinese, and then move on. That's possible. You can shop at another bank, get a loan from another bank, and pay out another bank. That's possible. But don't just quit. No, you want me quit? Show me the terms of your loan first. Let's secure it. And we could pay off the loan that we have, because it's just a loan. It's a loan. Right? And then you could move on. Everybody's happy. Chinese didn't get their contract reneged on. You paid back the Chinese the monies that was owed. America now is in with you because you got a loan from them, and there you go. Everybody's happy. This text said, we are so happy the incoming Prime Minister of the Bahamas, Michael Pintado, and the Free National Movement Party did not give a nomination to former Minister of Education, Jeff Lloyd. He was horrible. His attitude was thinking it was not about service. It was all about him. Okay. Where did that come from? This text says, good day, Mr. Lang. I was a diehard FNM. It is because of Dr. Minnis I didn't vote FNM for the first time in my life. The way he handled the press, who was asking questions that I wanted answers to, I was shocked when he called an early election as if he had performed so well. All the low-lying fruit he ignored, now he's going to split Kalani's seat. This text says, I am so disappointed in Dr. Minnis. He rather burn down the city than have someone else lead it. I am in Kalani. He cannot get our vote. This text says, Doc is worse than a bitter divorce. This text says, I am so disappointed in Dr. Minnis. Read that before. This text says, no, not too late for a graceful exit, Doc. Try to preserve what is left of your legacy, says that text. This text says, I don't know what he is trying to prove, making himself look like a fool as a former prime minister. Suck my teeth, says that text. This text says, he is selfish. This text says, good day, Mr. Lang, and thanks for your frankness in this political environment. I am assured by the youthfulness and changing dynamics of the opposition ratified candidates. These people are bringing their very best with youthfulness to the country. Pintar has taken plenty heckling like a real man. Let the young people lead the way to the beauty that possess inside. This text says, Dr. Minnis faces the possibility of exiting politics by being dropped on his head. Will not be eating stew fish for a while. You, my boy, Doc, wake up, my friend, says that text. This text says, Mr. Lang, it's pure childish, petty selfishness and spite on full display by Dr. Minnis. He would rather destroy the party he was once privileged to lead rather than support Michael Pintar. This text says, good day, Lang. Please be sure to recommend the government party members to 810-895. Plenty of them, from the look of them, can use the beautiful home care now. That's cool. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Can you please remind me of the name of the charge for trying to buy a seat by paying voters? It's called treating. It's called treating. In Central and Saudi Lutra, they are doing it in broad daylight. Election ain't called yet, so it's one election call. Take pictures, do videos. An election call. This text says the COI and Dr. Minnis may share a similarity of being relegated to that of spoilers. This text says, good day, Lang. Ingram won 3 elections and lost one. Remember, Tommy ran in 2002 and lost the FNM. Then Ingram came back and won in 2007, and Perry came back and won in 2012. So Ingram won 3 times and lost 1 time. Okay. I would debate you on that loss 1 time, but I ain't going to debate it today. It says, see, what is the penalty for breaking? Debate you. You know, you're not on the same page with that. See, what is the penalty for breaking the red Negan on the contract? And would it be fair for us to expect America who want us to reconsider the deal to pay the penalties if there are any? Sometimes penalties aren't monetary. Is China not a country? Is China an economic player in the world? Is China not a significant player in the world? Sometimes why should you break your relationship with somebody else simply because somebody don't like them? That's not how sovereign and independent people should work. You can pay attention to your friends. You can listen to your friends. But China is not an enemy of the Bahamas. America is not an enemy of the Bahamas. Well, if neither of them are enemies of ours, why should we be making enemies of people who are not our enemies? Because one of our persons who does business with them same people wants us to treat them like they are not our friends. That don't make no sense. Y'all know that China buys American bonds and lends America money, right? You know that China invests in America, right? Come on, man. It says, let me see here. It says, didn't the PLP break the contract with the loan the FNM had for the hospital? Well, I don't know if the PLP did in fact do that. I don't know if that is so. But that doesn't feel about the principle that you should not renege on a contract that you have signed with somebody else. The PLP has done any number of things that I may not agree with. So, but this principle isn't about them, it's about me. I do not understand how you can sign a contract with someone in good faith, and then because someone tells you who also has contracts with the same party, that you should renege on the contract. If the government hasn't signed a contract, okay, I could accept that. But if you sign the contract, that's not how we do it in the world, man. We protect private, we protect contract rights. Now, if the PLP went ahead and foolishly broke a contract the FNM had signed, all right, that doesn't mean they did the right thing. And two wrongs don't make it right to me. That's what I'm saying. Just my point of view. We're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen, and then when we come back, we will continue our discussions. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. We'll be back.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Get ready for the new and bold Barbecue Crispy King at Burger King. Two 100% flame-grilled patties stacked with that irresistible onion crunch you love. Smoky barbecue sauce. Get it all on a buttery brioche bun. Mmm. Crunch, bacon, cheese, flame-grilled flavor. Swing by any of Burger King's 6 Nassau locations and taste the new Barbecue Crispy King today. Burger King Nassau, where taste is on fire.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
The following is a paid political message. That was a paid political message.
Are you or someone you love in need of at-home care support? Maybe you require medication administration, mobility assistance, or post-surgical recovery support. Do you have a loved one who is suffering from dementia and need patient-centered support? Well, there's a caring, affordable, and trusted solution available for you. It's called Assurance Home Care. We have certified Bahamian nurses and caregivers, and we can provide both hourly or monthly rates. Call us now for a free consultation at 242-810-8995. At Assurance Home Care, we provide quality care you can trust right at home.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Come take my hand,
we'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabba Lang, your host. If you want to give us a call today, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, Karen Shepherd stated that she loved election when she ran as a candidate for the United Coalition Movement in 2021. Why did the PLP and media leave this information out? The clip is on our news and news said in their saying. I knew that Karen had left the FNM a long time ago. So she did. So if the PLP is picking her up, it is not for her having joined from the FNM. It's from her having been independent or something, right? This Texas minister lacks the courage to resign from the FNM. Just as he didn't step down voluntarily when he was prime minister, he asked the voters to fire him. He is now avoiding resigning from the FNM membership. He knows that when he runs as an independent challenging the party candidate, his membership would be terminated. He doesn't have the courage to resign from the party. Similarly, he's unwilling to resign as an MP, again, wanting the voters to make that decision for him. And as MP, when the House is declared, when dissolved, every seat is vacant, so you ain't have to resign. You just, it's vacant, and you say, I don't want to run no more. And then, and that's the end of that, you know, so no problem. This text says, the Kalani seat is now up for grabs. COI, Dr. MacGyver, FNM, Mrs. Barnett Ellis, Dr. Minnis, PLP candidate, unsure, but it can't go either way. Can you, man? I listened to the previous show. A texter mentioned that if the USA really wants this, they can, with financial assistance, to renovate the old hospital. And I agree, says that candidate. Anything is possible in this upcoming election, mind you. I get up my thoughts on what could and might and wouldn't happen, but anything is possible. Anything is possible. This says, hey, we have callers on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Hey, Minister, everything cool, Poppy. Thank God for life, man. Everything cool. I was saying, if we was voting, people was winning by a catchy song or that the MacGyver lady. I think the Bahamian people getting to like the song. If we was voting or a person was winning, she would have been the winner. Minister, tell me something. I don't want to say, he sound like a white Bahamian. I can't pronounce his last name, but he is the candidate who running in Marco City, where the leader...
Juan is his name. Juan. W-H-A-N.
Mr. Juan.
Yes. Juan the second.
Yeah, so you from over there, bring me up to date, because I listened to him talk for a couple minutes on the news, and he was saying how much he been around, long time he never gone, and he's saying that the people love him over there, and people know for him and stuff like that. So I was saying, knowing that when we had Doreen, how the incoming prime minister, Michael Pintard, was carrying on over there trying to save people and help people, he must have been one of the persons working along with Michael Pintard. So you know how the parties them is try to pick a good person
But Juan isn't running for the FNM. He's running for the PLP.
So that's what I asked you about him. I understand he's running against, in the same seat, Michael Pintard supposed to be nominated in Marco City, right?
Yeah, I don't know him. I don't know Mr. Juan at all. I have never seen him.
Hold on, Minister. I give you a chance right now to really tell me. And I know it sounds like you're saying it ain't nothing much, but it says a lot if you don't know him, Minister. And you don't. I mean, I shouldn't use a broad brush like that, but I expect...
Yeah, but I don't know many people. I don't know everybody. I know there are lots of people I don't know like that, and so I just may not just have come across him, but I don't know him like that. I don't know.
I can let it go. So he just was saying how helpful he is, and everybody know him and stuff like that, and people them love him, and he almost sound like Fred Mitchell, because he sound like he get his words together, and he get a little bit of politics inside of him. And yeah. I just saying, like, people from Freeport, or maybe if he get a chance and he listening, or people he could try get 1 hour on your show, pay for 1 hour and come and tell us who he is.
Everybody who wants to come and tell their story, we are here. We are available.
Minister, with the hospital, why I hear what you say, right? And I respect your opinion. You know, when it comes down to business, what is proper to do, what is not professional, and what the consequences could be. Minister, I ain't as smart as you. Minister, I say give them a chance and give them whatsoever interest, whatsoever that is, what they supposed to do. Minister, Yeah, that's the word, sovereignty. And we is a country, and we get our rights here. You always just tell us about world stuff and stuff like that. And to me, right, I feel like we small. We ain't strong like China or America, but we get some say, and we should have some kind of respect. But Minister, this ain't no normal times. This ain't no normal president in the United States. This man get a big stick and he whopping he can on. I don't think he have a problem if he need to use that on the Bahamas to use, and we don't want to go through that.
But I agree with you, you know. That's why I said you have a way out. You have a way out, though. America says that they could give the Bahamas a loan for the hospital. Okay, go discuss with them.
You didn't break the deal, right? Didn't you just say that?
No, but you don't have to
break. Get a loan and pay.
Yes, go get a loan from the Americans, and the Americans give you better terms, and you could say to the Chinese, listen, man, I just picked up a better term loan. I'd like to pay off this one, and then we go with that one.
I hope the advisors for the prime minister listening to you, because you would make good advice for any prime minister in this country, and I hope they listen and they could consider that. I wish they could consider that and keep the politics. Order. Minister, we could go farther than just building this specialty hospital, you know. I mean, in America, listen how they sell people and lend people money all over the world, different countries. We could get $1-2 billion or whatsoever with a B.
Get that loan first, though. Get that loan first.
Margaret Hospital up the way it needs to be fixed. Make sure the cafeteria running, the morgue fixing everything. And we could go over to Freeport and fix up the Rand Memorial and build whatsoever we need to build in this country. We need to sit down with them. They need to make the deal sweet. If they really don't want us to do this, ain't no normal times, man. I know, yeah, we should stand principle, we done sign and everything, and we shouldn't let America tell us. But the President Trump, my boy, he ain't normal like them presidents and what we had before and stuff like that. When, you know, I believe he mean what he say, and he say what he mean. And we need to get no row, man. And Minister, tell me some other things for us, and I think we should be grateful for it, right? But like when things happen, and that's America who's be sending the planes and I know
John, England, everybody, but everybody,
that's America,
but
who's fly over and we celebrating independence, and that's the
man. Everybody helps you. Everybody helps you. Everybody helps you. You know. We used to have diplomatic relations with Taiwan. You know.
I still wish we could do that.
No. But I want you to listen to me. We decided, even in the face of America, to go sign and become diplomatic and have diplomatic relations with mainland China. We did that.
So America get a relationship with all two of them, because I know America's defending Thailand.
What you mean? China have embassy in the United States of America in Washington. China owns American bonds. China has land ownership in America. Chinese companies have licensed to operate in America. One of the big construction companies in America is the Chinese construction company. We had to do that? Well, we didn't have to do nothing, but we did it.
Thank you very much,
and see you later.
So that, because we could get a better deal, more Bahamians could work, you know, be working on the site. Maybe we could get more things fixed, like I say, Rand Memorial.
But get your deal first, though, Papa.
Yeah, man. We got to sit down with them and talk. They need to go sit down with Herschel Walker and talk with Herschel Walker. So he can tell the President of the United States, Donald Trump, be ready now.
So give me the deal. Give me the deal.
Yeah, let's fix the Princess Margaret Hospital and Rand Memorial, not just the specialty hospital what they're talking about. And that's where we could maybe consider putting it in the right spot and having the right people deal with it.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you calling. All right, we can take our final break, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever the warm. Letting you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece.
keys to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back. Welcome back to these remaining moments of the show, ladies and gentlemen. So glad you could join us. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, good day, Minister. I support the statement from the ambassador. I think that China take advantages of countries like Bahamas, where, I mean, they are aware of the situation with our hospital. Because if you go back to the deal that the FNM signed with the road deal, with the $120 million when the former Prime Minister, right on, but Hubert Alexander Ingram was Prime Minister, I think, I'll ask you this question, was the interest rate 100% where the baby people pay $240
million? First of all, this is the second time you are calling with no facts. The initial cost of the loan for the road was $60-something million. It was not $120 million. Nobody pays 100% interest on anything. Not even close.
What was the interest on the loan?
Man, please. You call me. You give me the facts. All right? Let's move on. Let's move on, producer. My goodness, man. You call a show. Believe Hubert Alexander Ingram is stupid enough to sign an interest rate on a loan for 100%. If you give him 7, 8, 9%, he'd be like, what are you? What? Come on, man. Let's be sensible, right? Let's be sensible. This COI candidate in Galani will not exceed 9% in a four-way race, and all is equal. She needs 26%. The FNM and PLP political voter base starts with at least 20% in Kalani. The 60% is up for grabs, so even Minister's threat to undermine the FNM base can be overcome, as Kalani, including the base, has seemingly always been a 60% voter support. So projecting Minister takes 50% of the base, the FNM potential is still above 45%, an excellent chance in four-way race if that majority winning percentage is retained. Okay. This text says, I live in Freeport all my life, never heard of him. I don't know everybody in Freeport, so that's all I'm saying. I don't know everybody, but I don't know. I've never heard of Mr. Juan myself. Says, could they line Ingram one? Oh, sorry. You all have to stop. So we'll support the, Mr. Ingram never lost in an election. Thank you for the education. Mr. Ingram. I'm not going to have that debate today. Sorry, Mr. Lang. It's not too late for Dr. Minnis to do the honorable thing, accept the position Michael Pintard extended to him, and bow out gracefully. I pray he will find God in him and reconsider. Okay. Let me see. We have some more text here. All righty, let me get to it now. I'm saying, you got so many texts, yeah. Holy smoke. Says, says, but the Chinese government itself is providing the loan. America wants to find private facilitators. So, what do you mean America wants to find private facilitators? Same thing. Find private facilitators and then go pay off the loan if that's what you think is going to happen. No different. No problem. We've grown men and women sit down with the Chinese, negotiate a contract. Minister was in the news telling people we're waiting for documentation, etc. People send and sign a document with you, and we are going to decide that we're just going to renege just like that. And yes, I know apparently that the PLP did that. They were wrong, in my view, to do it, to have done it. And they did it. They did it for the worst reason. They just did it out of spite. Oh, the FNM signed this? No. This is Mr. Lang. I have been a PLP all my life, but Mario Boleg disappeared now for over 4 years in Garden Hills. A new NBA Bahamian champion has arrived. Please tell Mario Boleg, don't touch my gate. PLPs are shooting themselves in the foot, in the head. Hope they got enough money to live off. This text says, you reminded us that treating is only illegal once election is called. And I said that again today. Exactly. What do you mean who made the law? Say, our laws are flawed. What do they call it? A pinlingism? What do you mean who made that law? The treating was a law of the Bahamas for many years. I suspect, going back to before independence, I suspect. This text says, we are grateful and thankful to China for everything they assist and help us with, but the Bahamas and America are more closer. We connected, we are once not China and Bahamas. This says, hi, Dr. Lang and the new Chinatown Hospital this government wants to build without any feedback from the citizens will come as a sore thumb for our country, especially residents in the West. So sure looks like Sandy Shores Inn, okay? It says, thank you, Brother Lang, on this China and America situation. Tell them, man, laugh out loud, America invests in China. They think so, right? And China economy is 50% in America. Do you know that 80% of the Fortune 500 companies are invested in, have operations in China? 80%. You know, we have an expecting up frog for snake. Well, the Fortune 500 companies are in China. Why? Because they're benefiting. And most of them are American companies. What materially changes by the calling of the election to the fact that someone offered a bribe for a vote? What changes materially? What do you mean? I don't understand the question. I'm sorry. So when we stopped dealing with the country time on who was the prime minister of the Bahamas that time was in When we established diplomatic relations with China, Hubert Alexander Ingraham was prime minister. It says, Lang, that Grand Bahama power needs to be left alone with the Emira company. The government needs to leave that. Fix BPL. It says, good day, Lang. When was around a long time? Juan was around a long time. They did own WEN Enterprises. Like I said, I don't know him. So I'm not even suggesting this. He wasn't around a long time. And I don't, you know, he has every right to, if he's a Bahamian, to run, and if the people of Marco City decide to vote for him, there you go. See, this Negro is still trying to disparage Ingraham regarding the roadway. Just tell him stop. He ain't here to stop. He could keep calling you because every time he calls you with them that nonsense information, it'll fix it for him. Anytime he wants to, I fix it for him. Call somebody else who don't know. Say, we have another call on the line. Okay, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello?
Hey, yes, sir.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. So how you doing?
Right here, ma'am. Right here. What's going on?
Listen, Mr. Lang, have you ever seen any official photograph of Dr. Menace and the leadership of Mr. Pintard?
I can't say I have, but I, you know, that doesn't mean it doesn't exist, but I can't say I have.
I mean, I'm not an F&M, but Dr. Menace, to me, Mr. Pintard has extended not just the olive branch, the whole tree to Dr. Menace.
Mm.
And Dr. Menace blatantly refused. I remember, like I said, I'm not an F&M, no PLP, whatever. I remember after the last convention, and Mr. Pintard got up and spoke, and he said, you know, there's a place for Dr. Menace in this place, you know, and people honor him, and people give him his right to, and that my, whatever Morton had for Dr. Menace has gone.
Mm.
What does Dr. Menace want? What does he want? The constituency allowance? What is he running for? What is his agenda? As an MP, what can he do as an independent if he wins that seat?
Wasn't Dr. Menace on a show recently? Did you not catch him on a show? Was he not able to answer those kinds of questions on a show?
But I don't listen to Dr. Menace.
Okay, you should. But if you want to answer from him, you got to listen to him.
I am putting it out there in the atmosphere.
I got you.
Somebody who knows Dr. Menace, Dr. Menace, he knows.
They can call you. They can tell you.
What is your vision? What is your objective? You know, come on, man. You got to know when the oil has stopped flowing. You got to know when it's your time to go. You have to know when to pass the baton on. You know, there's a season and a reason. And Mr. Dr. Menace, in all due respect, don't mess up your legacy. Bow out gracefully, man. Let the Bahamians celebrate you for what you have done. But what you're doing right now, Dr. Menace is doing more harm than good to his own legacy.
Appreciate you calling, man. Thank you very much. We have one final call. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. This is reference to all prime ministers, because of honesty has to be restored to this nation, not about Mr. Pintar, because he has to clear up the murder for hire.
All right. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. You know, something told me. I knew that voice. Something told me. This text says Dr. Menace needs to take that high road and retire from politics. His insistence on running in Kalani is disgraceful. He sounds very ignorant to say he's running independent, but he prescribes to the philosophy of the F&M. You can't have it both ways. He was on a show that did not have calls. Prescribe to the philosophy of the F&M. But let me give you a philosophy of the F&M. A philosophy of the F&M is F&Ms don't run against F&M candidates. That's a philosophy of the F&M. Ask him if he believe in that philosophy. F&M philosophy is, if they go to convention and elect a leader, that the party members should support the leader. That's another philosophy. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us. Sorry we couldn't read all of your texts, messages, but hey, next time. God bless. Y'all have a great afternoon. Come take my walk this road together through the storm.